I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now in studio to celebrate some great hockey talk and some incredible Dallas Stars action, it is our very own Hockey Hawk, G.J. Spittle, baby. Hey, homie.
What's up, boys?
Man, good times for the Stars. They're putting themselves in a position to have some playoff
action. It's fun to be in the playoff race, and right now they look pretty good. Big tilt tomorrow night in Minnesota. They can put some space between them and the Wild. So huge game tomorrow. But after that, they have 5 straight home games. So, you know, they can get the job done at the AAC. Mm-hmm. And if they win 3 out of 5, looks like they're going to be in the playoffs.
What has been, during this recent surge, what has been the thing that stands out for them?
Man, you got to look at the MVP of this team. Goaltending overall has been the MVP. But Ben Bishop has taken it to the next level. The difference in the past is a guy like Kari Lehtinen, you'd be like, wow, he's going on a streak. But then you look and it's like, okay, he really has never won in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So can we get on his back? You can get on Ben Bishop's back. This guy's been to the Stanley Cup. This guy has been to the playoffs numerous times. So now you're talking about the hottest goalie in the NHL and now a Vezina Trophy candidate for best goaltender in the NHL. And you just look at the stats for games, 40 games played. He's first in goals against average with 2.08, and he's first in save percentage. So, I mean, he is probably top 3 for the Vezina Trophy right now. I think the reason people haven't talked about him is because he is kind of injury prone, but when he's healthy and he gets very streaky and he loves playing in a lot of games, I mean, this team can be dangerous with a netminder like
that. This is a great day for Plano on our show because we had Rex Burkhead in studio, and now here we are talking about Ben Bishop. But do the Stars score enough? I mean, they've had problems.
It's a good question. Bishop graduated from Frisco High School.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Plano, Frisco.
Northern DFW.
And the thing I think that DFW has to realize is that when the trade was made, it was actually a trade from the LA Kings, which gave the Stars the right to negotiate first with Ben Bishop. Ben Bishop came out and said, I want to be a Dallas Star. Mm-hmm. This is where I want to be. So, I mean, you kind of have to appreciate that this guy, I believe, took a pay cut. He's definitely not the highest paid in the NHL. So to kind of just say, I'm not going to test the market, I want to be a Dallas Star basically to end my career is pretty special. So you talk about the scoring. I think one of the big things is if they can hold on and they get Zuccarello back, he started skating, he broke his arm. Mm-hmm. Probably looking at about with 4 games to play, that gives you a bona fide scorer coming off the wing, something that they've struggled with.
Was that one game that we had him for and then he broke his arm?
Yeah, he had a goal and an assist, I believe.
Tough one.
And then
broke
his arm.
Yeah, had a good game and then broke his arm.
Thanks,
everybody.
And he's also a team glue guy, too. Players love him, so getting him back in the locker room. And they're also going to get Tyler Pitlick back around that time, a good hustling third-line guy that kind of causes some problems for the opposition. So they're going to get healthy at the right time.
Is Zuccarello a guy you would consider signing? He's free after this year, correct?
So I would definitely, under regular circumstances, say, heck yeah. I mean, you're probably going to look at about $5.5 to $6 million a year for a player like that. One of the issues is that the Rangers were smart, and they said the pick is going to be a third-round pick in 2020, but if you sign Matt Zuccarello, it becomes a first-round pick in 2020.
Okay. Yes.
First-round picks have become the most valuable entity in the NHL. So I think for those reasons, the Stars need to be careful. It might be willing, to, you know, you might say, hey, if I can get him for 4 or 5 years, he's a consistent player. He's a glue guy that teammates love. It might be worth giving up a first. But because of salary cap, just like in football and other sports, the salary cap is so important.
All right. You say heck yeah. I say puck yeah.
Yeah.
And now I go to Shippy. Shippy, this is a chance. You're also a hockey expert to dispute your boss on the air. Do you want to disagree with any of this gold that the Hockey Hawk has just been laying in the nest?
No, I think he made a lot of really great points, and I kind of want to talk about, you know, what he was saying about Ben Bishop and his previous stints in the playoffs.
Bring
the only
it.
Knock that you could have against him is that, like Gavin said, he is injury prone, but the Cowboys, the Stars have arguably the best goalie tandem in the entire NHL because Anton Khudobin, you know, who backs up Ben Bishop, when Ben Bishop has gone down, he's shown the ability to be able to put the team on his back and start consecutive games, and there really hasn't been any sort of drop-off there. So for Stars fans in the past who get to the playoff, you know, get to the playoff chase, the Stanley Cup chase, and they've been disappointed in how the goaltending has disappointed in previous years, I don't think that they have to worry about that at all this year. I think if anything, you see in playoff hockey, the ice shrinks, scoring becomes more difficult, and I think that could play to the Stars' advantage. The only thing I worry about is them getting in a really physical playoff matchup. I think you've seen in the past that they've struggled in those matchups, but I think that's where the health of a guy like Jamie Benn, who's been playing really well since he came back from his injury, and if you can get a guy like Brett Ritchie to start throwing his weight around, I think those could be two huge contributing factors.
Let me throw this out there, and you can comment, Shippy, you can comment, Gavin. Is it a non-story? Was there an impact? There was such a big deal made about what Jim Light said. And then so I'm looking at it and what the perception of the team was at the time and kind of where we are now. Did that light a fire? Are we jumping to conclusions? Was it good? It was bad. Ultimately, how do you view? Because that was a big national sports story.
I think it was bad. I think it was over the top. I think what happened at the same time, I guess we'd call it happenstance.
Uh-huh.
I think it was one of those things where the guys got hot. Tyler Seguin was hitting a lot of posts, and they started going in.
Puck luck.
And yeah, exactly. That said, I mean, I don't think it will have long-term effects, but I don't think the hockey world looked great upon it.
I don't want Jim Leitz getting credit for that.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I'm asking. I'm like, are we going to attach something to this?
I don't want Jim Leitz getting credit for that.
I think when the general manager, Jim Nill, who understood but said, you know, he basically admitted, I think, that was too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When the general manager is saying that, because really it should come from the general manager.
Right.
Should not come, but...
Or the owner who's in Canada.
Right.
I mean, it was kind of like Sint Marshall deciding she's going to go ham on Luca or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But it would be Mark Cuban texting constantly Sint Marshall and saying, this is ridiculous. What the heck's going on? He was speaking on behalf of Tom Gilardi. Now, I can't blame Tom Gilardi for being upset because this is a guy that took this team out of bankruptcy, has said, here's my checkbook. What do you need? And they really haven't been able to achieve what he wants because, remember, there's not a big TV contract in the NHL.
Mm-hmm.
So making the playoffs is where you make your buck. So this team missing the playoffs two times in the last, you know, making the playoffs two times in the last 10 years has a significant revenue impact.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to ask you next, and this is not fair. And I know it's not fair because it's like people coming up to me going, when are the Mavs going to sign a big fish free agent, man? So is this, do you feel like with the momentum the team has and the way they're playing, is this the year that maybe Stars fans and Dallas Fort Worth sports fans finally get a little postseason satisfaction?
I think it's a great question, and Shippy, please feel free. It's a tough, like you said, it's a tough question to answer because Thursday night, physical game, they looked amazing. Wow, this team's for real. I said it after the game. Saturday night against a non-playoff Chicago Blackhawks, they didn't show up.
Yeah.
And that was here, right?
That was here.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. The building was dead except for Blackhawks fans. So I don't know the answer. I would say right now, yes.
Are you confident as a guy who closely follows this team? You have season tickets. You go to these games.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel as though there are teams like the Ducks and the Kings that are helping out the Stars a lot with some significant wins against Minnesota, against the Avalanche. So I do feel as though they will get one of the two wild card spots. They do have a stretch coming up where they have to play Calgary, San Jose. Those are tough teams. So I think no matter what the matchup, 1-8, it's going to be brutal.
Yeah.
Both the East and West this year. You know, RJ points out in the morning show, he's like, that's the thing about the NHL, 1-8, you know. 8 could go to the Stanley Cup. I truly believe this year that an 8 seed could go to the Stanley Cup final.
And very program director of you to tease the morning show. Shippy?
I was just going to say real quick, I think that people, Stars fans, should remember back to Zuccarello's one and only game with the Stars and how much better the offense looked. It really seemed like his playmaking ability on the ice opened things up a lot for a guy like Radek Fox, who had a nice breakaway goal where it was a nice feed from Zuccarello, you know, along the boards. I think that Zuccarello could have a huge impact on the Stars' playoff chase, and I think once they get him back, that the Dallas Stars are going to be a team that nobody wants to face.
That is Jonathan M. Shipman. We call him Shippy. And this is Spittle the Hockey Hawk. And that's why we're bringing it all up in your face. A lot of good commentary over here at 877-881-1053. If you're excited about what the Hockey Hawk just brought to the party, by all means, hit us up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.